بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير صفوف الرجال أولها وشرها آخرها وخير صفوف النساء آخرها وشرها أولها. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the best of rows for the men is the first row and the worst is the last row. The best for the woman is the last row and the worst is the first row. This is in the beginning of Islam. So in this hadith again, it is the men folk are exhorted to come and fill in the first saf. They should be standing in the first saf and shouldn't be lagging behind. You find the hadith that are mentioned thereafter. They exhort the men folk to come and fill in the first saf. So as I mentioned previously, when we come into the masjid, even though we'll be sitting in the back, the best is to come sit in the front, fill in the first safs, especially when Jamaat stands up. We should not be lagging behind. And the correct procedure is to fill in the first safs, then the second, then the third. The closer we are to the Imam, the more blessings we will get. And it is better for us to be in the first safs. Wa Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah s.a.w. ra'a fi ashabihi ta'akhuran. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah saw some of the Sahaba lagging behind. So it was time for Salat, for Jamaat. Some of them were still sitting in the back. فَقَالْ لَهُمْ تَقَدَّمُوا فَأْتَمُّوا بِي. Rasulullah SAW explained to them, showed them, and he told them, come forward and follow me in Salat. وَلْيَأْتَمَّ بِكُمْ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. Those behind you will then follow you. In other words, there were no mic system at that time. Those in the front would see the postures of Rasulullah ﷺ and they would obviously be able to hear Rasulullah more clearer when he would go to ruku, sajda, and qoma, jalsa, etc. And those in the back safs will see those in front of them and they will follow them. And then Rasulullah ﷺ said, لَا يَزَلُ قُومٌ يَتَأَخَّرُونَ حَتَّى يُؤَخِّرَهُمُ اللَّهِ. That a people will continue lagging behind until Allah Ta'ala will cause them to lag further behind. So it is important that we should not lag behind. The ayat in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ. Allah knows those who are coming forward and those who are lagging behind. And even in deen also, Allah Ta'ala wants us to go forward in deen and not lag behind. So especially in salat, in the masjid, we should be coming forward instead of lagging behind. So when it's time up for salah, we shouldn't be lazy and then let everybody fill in the first saf and second saf and then just join in the saf in the back. We should have that zeal and the fervor, that shawq to fill in the first saf. Stand in the first saf, there is great reward. Wa Nabi Mas'udin radiallahu anhu qal kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yamsahu manakibana fi salah wa yaqulu istawu wa la takhtalifu fatakhtalifa qulubukum liyalini minkum ulul ahlami wal nuha thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. As Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah would actually place his hand on our shoulders and put us in the safs. He would come and make sure that our safs are straight. And he would say, Istawu, Istawu, we hear this many times when we go for Umrah, in Makkah, Medina especially, where Rasulullah would say, straighten your safs. وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا. Do not stand out of the saf. And if you stand out of the saf, then your hearts will become disunited. Imagine, if you are not standing close to one another in the saf in salah, and somebody is standing forward, somebody behind, somebody's feet is away from the line, and he is standing ahead of others or behind others, then this will cause our hearts to become disunited. Rasulullah then said, those who have intelligence and understanding, in other words, they are mature and they have understanding, they should be standing nearest to me. And the wisdom behind this is if the Imam happens to make a mistake, then those people behind him immediately will be able to correct his error. And say suppose the Imam's wudu breaks and he has to move away and the person behind him does not know how to continue the salah, then he will not be able to go forward and the whole salah will come to an end, will break. Therefore, a person who knows the masail of salah, he will be able to go forward and continue from where the Imam has left. Therefore, Rasulullah said that those who are mature and who have intelligence, they know the masail of salah, they should be standing as close as possible so that in the event the Imam, his namaz breaks or his wudu breaks, then that person can continue. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَرُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَرُونَهُمْ Then those who are closer to them, and then those who are closer to them. Again, in this hadith, we understand the importance of standing the first saf and keeping our safs absolutely correct and straightened. There should be no gaps. And the elder ones should come forward. We have young children. They should be on the side or right in the back. And if the imam happens to, his wudu breaks, then the person who is learned will be able to just come forward and continue performing the salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, kala shukru.